Welcome to Nairobi Fashion Runway Podcast. This is the self-improvement series. Episode 21. Basic methods for self-hypnosis. As defined, self-hypnosis, also known as auto-hypnosis, refers to a form of hypnosis where self-induction is used. Here, the person who practices self-hypnosis uses auto-suggestion, or self-suggestion to be able to adjust or overcome certain conditions or situations. In most cases, self-hypnosis is used as a therapeutic supplement along with hypnotherapy. Before getting into self-hypnosis, the best way to go is to research it thoroughly first. Through research, you can get extensive information about the practice, and you will have a better understanding of how it would benefit you the most. You can do your research by getting online and surf websites that offer information aligned with the practice. Because of the easy access to information today, you can get almost anything you need to know about it in an instant. In fact, with so many pieces of information about it, you might be overwhelmed. It would be better to be specific on the topics that you really would want to know about, so you won't be wasting your time searching for a seeming list of sites. Aside from the internet, you can also get information on various books as well as different magazines, blogs, and podcasts. Here, you can find interesting articles that can give you a better understanding of the practice, especially on the methods that can be used according to the level of skills of the person. If you are planning to conduct self-hypnosis at home, it is best to ask people who have been practicing it for the basic methods that you can use. If you personally know people who are doing self-hypnosis, it is best to get first-hand information from them. Although you can get it also from the practitioners outside, it is still better if you get the facts straight from the people that you know. By doing this, you can get the best tips and advice on how to start with the practice and carry on with it for your personal as well as spiritual growth. Once enough information has been gathered, one can now start with self-hypnosis. Methods that are being used in self-hypnosis. Experts in this field say that for self-hypnosis to be successful, one should rely on the basic methods and learn them well. A considerable amount of knowledge on the basic methods will somehow help him or her be more familiar with the process and eventually be able to do it easier. Today, most of the self-hypnosis methods and techniques that are used may include induction procedures, methods for communicating with the subconscious part of the person's mind, and suggestion formulation and application. Here are two of the most commonly used methods for self-hypnosis. 1. Self-hypnosis induction script. This refers to the induction talk for people who will be practicing self-hypnosis. Many people can use this as a guide to thinking their way down. In many instances, this is recorded and can only be listened to during the practice. 2. Auto-questioning. This refers to the set of methods and techniques that are used to get information right from the person's subconscious mind. Many people who practice self-hypnosis use its subset, idiomotor questioning, the most, because the information gathered here is primarily used for correcting suggestions, to change as well as acceptance, and confirmation of the person's subconscious. Thank you for staying with us to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe to our channels across all platforms to keep following this journey of self-improvement. See you on episode 22 of the Self-Improvement series.